Королева Castle in Закарпаття, also known as Нялаб, used to be not only the stronghold, but also the scientific and cultural center of this area at that time. Нялаб Castle was first mentioned in the censuses of the 13th century. During that period, the forests there abounded in game. That is why King István V of Hungary, who was so fond of hunting, ordered to build a wooden hunting lodge there, and so it was called the King's Lodge, or in Hungarian, Királyháza. This name subsequently entrenched itself, because it was used to refer to the fortress and the settlement that arose in the area, and in the future the village was named after it. Királyháza turned into Korolevo. Researchers state that in the late 13th, the early 14th centuries, stone fortifications were constructed to replace the hunting lodge. The erection of the fortified fortress is associated with the period of the Tatar-Mongol invasion of the Hungarian kingdom in 1241-1242, when the Hungarian monarchs began a large-scale campaign on building fortresses to protect the borders. Nyalap Castle became one of such fortresses, erected on the top of a 52-meter mountain, with the walls almost 7 meters high and 2 meters thick. With a reliable system of fortifications, Korolevo Castle was an important military stronghold of Uhocha Komitat, that is a civil division, and the Upper Tisa, which also provided security of the salt route. Nyalap Castle officially belonged to the kings of the Arpad dynasty until their line was ended in 1301. Thus, in the early 14th century, the fortress was perhaps already the property of the king of the new dynasty of Anjou. Nyalap Castle had changed owners several times since then. Feudal lords who had the courage to oppose the king were hiding there. The king's troops besieged it to regain ownership of the crown. Korolevo Castle was in the possession of the Wallachian Orthodox voivodes of the Drahe family over 27 years. In the late 14th century, it was presented by the king to the Perenyi family. In 1401, within the walls of the castle, Stanislav Gramatik rewrote the royal gospels, which is an object of interest in view of manuscript art and Ukrainian literature. In 1514, the rebellious peasants tried to storm the castle, but they failed to capture the fortress. In 1526, the owner of the castle, Gabor Perenyi, died in the war, so Nyalap passed to his wife, Katalin Frangepan. Staying in the castle at her invitation, the philosopher and humanist Benedict Komiety translated a part of the Bible from Latin, and he also translated the Apostle Paul's 13 epistles. In 1661, the castle was besieged by the Tatars, according to other sources, the Turks. However, they were not the ones who ultimately destroyed the powerful Nyalap. The decision to destroy the castle in 1672 was made by the Austrian military council with the emperor's participation. During this period, the mentioned part of Закарпаття was under the influence of the Austrian Habsburgs. After another anti-Habsburg uprising of the Hungarians, the Austrian Emperor Leopold I sent his troops to the territory of Закарпаття and ordered to destroy Nyalap. The verdict was executed without delay. Korolevo Castle was ruthlessly ruined and never rebuilt.